Should Trump wait until after the election to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
And is Trump anti-democracy?
All that and more, only on this episode of the Midday Mumbles podcast. Welcome back to episode 47 of the Midday Mumbles podcast. How you doing, Isaac?
Doing pretty good. It's been a fun night today.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging out with the boys.
But I'm Gage.
I'm Isaac.
And today we're going to be talking about some interesting topics. So we're going to start out this episode with the big story, I think, of probably the last week. And it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, unfortunately, she had passed away. And now there's a seat open on the Supreme Court. Now, obviously, you know, you have the Democrats saying stuff like along the lines of, you need to wait until, you know, after the election to replace her. And then you got the Republicans saying it's a constitutional, it's important to replace her. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, Republicans are advocating Trump to replace her. They actually announced Trump announced her replacement. But the Democrats are, they're not having it. They don't want it. And this is a big story because,
well, obviously they're not going to want it. I mean, it's never not this story. It doesn't matter what the Constitution is. It doesn't matter what the laws are. It doesn't matter, you know, really any of that. All that matters to them is agenda. And if they want their agenda, they'll read the wording differently every time. That's just how they do it. If they think, if it was like in 2016 with Barack Obama, when a similar thing happened, then they're going to push that, of course, Barack Obama should be able to pick. What the heck? He's the president right now. But in this scenario, they're saying, whoa, it's clearly not constitutionally correct. But, you know, it's not about anything besides agenda.
Right.
And I think if you were going off of technicality, I mean, I haven't read the exact wording in the Constitution for this process, but I would imagine that it just works by, if you're the president and a Supreme Court justice dies, you pick the replacement. Trump is the president right now. He's going to be the president for the remainder until someone new gets elected. Maybe it's him. Maybe it's just him again. Maybe it's Biden. So
what?
He's the president right now. He's the one. The president is the one that decides that. Who replaces Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So, I mean, I wish there wasn't much debate here because it seems like such a silly thing to debate.
So Trump actually announced her replacement. He is replacing her with another female judge, Amy Coney Barrett. Now, obviously, you know, we don't know too much information on her. She's a judge. She's in the running for the Supreme Court spot. But you're going to believe these next couple weeks is just going to be ham on her. If they find something like with Brett Kavanaugh, they are going to expose. And this is going to be this. I mean, honestly,
They're just going to try to draw out the process.
Yep.
So that this is going to be something. In the 40 days.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, obviously the Republicans are on the side. And the reason the Democrats, you know, a million and one reasons why the Democrats don't want this to happen. But the truth of the matter is the Democrats are against this because they're afraid of Roe versus Wade being overturned. Also, they're afraid that Biden's going to win the election and Donald Trump is going to say no. And this is going to have to go to the judges and they're going to have to vote on it. Now, this is a little bit of information that has actually happened. There's a story, and basically, so the USPS, you know, you can vote right now. You can do early voting, and the USPS, there's been found bags of letters, not letters, but bags of mail, Trump ballots on the side of the road. Like people are leaving. You know, this is happening. We said this was going to happen, and it's happening. And the truth of the matter is, honest to God, if Trump loses this election, I hate to sound like this, but something's going to have to happen. These are going to have to be investigated because, you know, the USPS is not secure. They hire private contractors to go about and do this stuff. And if mail is ending up on the side of the road, especially ballots, voter ballots,
mm-hmm.
even if the voter ballots, And you know what? I'd be saying, if Republicans are throwing Biden ballots out, I'd be pissed too, because that is a fraudulent election. Mm-hmm. And that's what it comes down to, you know, and I think personally, this is despicable. And the truth of the matter is, you know, that's why Democrats don't want this spot to be filled right now, because they know it's going to be a Republican, and they know that Republican's going to see their bullshit.
It's not only, I mean, it's definitely the election. They're really, really, really concerned that there's going to be a definite Republican majority in the Senate for a long time. And there's going to be, or not the Senate, the Supreme Court. And they're afraid that Trump is going to either get reelected or find a way to stay in office, and everything that they believe in is going to go away. And everything that, they're just afraid they're never going to be able to pass anything. And it's all going to be Republican moves for the next while.
And they say, you know, they're talking about the Supreme Court. I mean, the Supreme Court is a huge part of this nation. You know, there's three branches. You know, you have the executive branch, you know, the judicial and I forget the third one. It's the
executive, Senate. Judicial, and there's the House and the Senate. There's the presidency, and there's the Supreme and the Court. I don't know.
Legislative, legislative.
It doesn't matter. Branch. So yeah, whatever.
You've got these three branches, and the judicial is very important. And I get it. I mean, this is a spot that's going to be filled for years. But Isaac, mm-hmm. while preparing for this episode, sent me an article, which I find, and obviously this is going to happen anyway, but Biden was saying that he was in support for Obama replacing, I think, was it Justice Scalia or something? I forget what justice it was, but...
In 2016, the same deal happened with Barack Obama, and of course, Biden thought that Barack Obama should get it then, and now, of course, he thinks that he should have a chance to get it while he's running. Right. It's not a matter of moral beliefs. It's not a matter of technical right. It's none of that. It's just whatever party path leads to most success for them. This is what they're going to push. And that's on both sides.
Yeah,
and that will never change.
And with Biden, you know, saying, oh, you know, Obama needs to, and this was an election year, mind you, Obama nominated Merrick Garland for the seat after Justice Scalia died. How is that fair? It's a double standard. At this point, it's like, sure.
Well, it's a double standard on both sides, because both sides were fighting for the, you know, the opposite of what they are now.
Yeah, and I'm sure the Republicans said this was unconstitutional. I mean, obviously they're going to say. I just think that this is a waste. This is a waste of a conversation, because let's be honest. I mean, who cares? You know what
whatever
I mean?
Like, decision was found with the Barack Obama administration, whatever decision they had then should be the same now. There's no reason that there should be a different technical right now than there was a couple of years ago, even though there's been no legislative change. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's fair to say, oh, well, you know, Obama did this, but Obama did this, so Trump can't. I mean, it's the same circumstance. It's an election year. It was an election year in 2016. It's an election year this year. I mean, what the hell? How is that fair? And the Democrats are saying that Republicans aren't fair. This is literally just the Democrats did the same thing friggin' like 4 years earlier. I mean, this doesn't even make any sense. Personally, you have all the Democrats in 2016. They're saying, oh, Justice Scalia died. You know, OK, we need to replace her. replace her. Yeah, replace him. And then this, Justice Ginsburg dies. And all the Republicans, all the Democrats are like, don't replace her, don't replace her. You got to wait till the next president gets in. Why? Like, why? Why didn't you wait? You know, it's not even like the Republicans are doing this first. And this has happened for decades. I mean, this has probably happened fucking ever since the start of the friggin' Supreme Court. But, I mean, it's just hypocritical.
Well,
like, this
well,
is just
I think
pure hypocritical.
What I really, really dislike about all of this is that the Supreme Court is even a partisan matter. It shouldn't be. The
law is law.
What the Supreme Court is for is you have your bill that makes it through the House and the Senate, and then it makes it through the president, and then the Supreme Court isn't there to decide partisanship or not. They're not there to say, well, I don't believe in this, so it's not getting through me. No, they're there to say, is this constitutionally allowable? And if it is, they should pass it, regardless of if they believe in it or not. That's how it should work.
Right.
But no, it can't be not partisan, because everyone is always dictated by their opinions. So that screws up our entire system, because they're not serving the purpose they're intended for. They're just supposed to be a last check to make sure, yes, this is allowable by the pre-set up path of our government. But that doesn't matter. What our government was and what our government stands for is totally out the window nowadays. We don't believe in what we were founded on. Yet we teach it in history and everywhere that, oh, America's so great and look at our founding fathers and we believe in so much good things. Yet we don't heed it whatsoever.
Yeah.
What's the deal with that?
I don't know. While we were talking about this, I was just thinking, you remember that old animated thing back in the day, I Am a Bill? I Am a Bill. Yeah, I was just thinking about that because I don't know. Why does the judicial side of things, why does it have to be partisan? Like, why can't that just be, okay, I believe, like you said, Isaac, like, yeah, this is constitutional or not. Why do we have to sit here and say, oh, well, Republicans or Democrats, why can't it just be a matter of, yeah, this law is in the best interest of the citizens of the country?
Right. I mean, it should just be whatever is technically right should be decided, and it should be the same decision every single time unless the law has changed on it. And the decision in the past was, I believe it was Obama that got to pick, and it should be the same now. If it wasn't, I'm not totally certain, I wasn't reading anything before this, and I didn't, you know, I wasn't at an age where I was thinking about this stuff too much back then. But whatever decision was made back then should be the same as now, because nothing has changed on the technicality of.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, listen, pray what you preach. You know, if you're going to sit there and say, and I say this to Republicans and Democrats, you know, if you're going to sit there and you're going to say, you know, 4 years ago, you're the Democrats, Obama has a constitutional, you know, he's a president. This is in the Constitution. This is his job to replace Scalia. Okay, fine. Replace Scalia. But, you know, when the next judge dies, the president, it should be the same circumstances. Not, oh, well, we don't like this guy, so there's an exception. I mean, that's not fair. And I know life's not fair. But this is a democracy. Trump was voted in by the people. Regardless if he won the popular vote or not, he won the Electoral College. He won the election, fair and square.
Mm-hmm.
So he should have the same rights as any other president, regardless if you agree with his politics or not. You know, he's compared to Hitler, which he's not, but fine. You disagree with a man, fine. You don't have to like what he supports. But that you're living in a democracy. That's how a democracy works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're still going to have people that represent your thoughts and opinions in Congress, but it's just the president. Well, and that's what it comes down to.
I mean, if you want everything, if you want to go vote every single day on this new ridiculous thing that's been proposed, then you want a republic, because that's how republics work. I think that's like, I don't know. There's been some governments way in the past that republics, but they were smaller, and that was when, you know, everyone got a say in everything. But people don't want to go and vote every single.
People are lazy. That's what it comes down to,
and that's why we have a democracy. And because people are lazy, that's why we have political parties, and that's why we have all these problems, because people don't care enough to, you know, put people anything don't into care. It.
The thing is, and you'll learn this a lot in life. People that are listening, and Isaac. People like to bitch about things, but they don't like to take action and make those things better. So it's easier for someone to say, oh, that fucking sucks. Like, oh, this is happening in Washington. I mean, even us. like Isaac and I have a podcast. I mean, we're even responsible for this. We're sitting here bitching about politics, mm-hmm. you know, talking about politics. I personally have aspirations in politics. Isaac doesn't, you know, Isaac, this doesn't consume Isaac's life. This doesn't consume my life either. I would eventually like to get into politics, but right now we're just talking on a microphone, and this is just how it works. I mean, this is life, you know? So I guess it is what it is, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just think it's so silly and ridiculous that we can't just stick to what is technically right.
Right. I mean, put politics aside. You know, fair is fair. You don't be hip. Don't be a hypocrite. Like, that's what it comes down to. I hate hypocrites. You know, I hate people that contradict themselves all the time. I mean, sure, like I say all the time, contradiction is only human, but not every sentence you say. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's not going to be, oh, well, this isn't in the best interest for my party. Or my wallet.
It's like they think that legislation is fluid and you know, they want to interpret it differently every single time. Right. It's words on a paper. It's not exactly. changing. It's different. It's not different words there unless you put something through to change that right. law or that you know, the Constitution or anything like that. But that hasn't changed on this, to my knowledge. I'm fairly certain on that. I would think that'd be pretty big news. If it hasn't changed, why is the belief changed? That makes no sense. It's the same yeah. meaning. It's the same intentions when it was written. It's
exactly. Yeah. I mean, the founding fathers aren't being resurrected every 4 years and rewriting the Constitution.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it is what it is. You know, it was written in 1776. It is what it is. I mean, listen, but I mean, I guess. It is, you know, like, I don't know what else to say. Yeah, I feel like, you know, if you have a problem with this whole thing, like, let's be honest.
Change the law. Don't change the interpretation. Change the law. If you think it's wrong, change the law. That's all you can do. Don't change the interpretation. You can't.
Now a word from our sponsor.
Okay, so now on to, is Trump an anti-democracy type person that's just going to, you know, game the system? He's just going to. Take advantage where he can and just take power. That's all he's after.
Is Trump an American?
Is that the case? Does he believe in the American way?
I think so.
I firmly believe that's the case. I mean, I'm sure there's cases where he's maybe been a hypocrite. He's a politician. Politicians are hypocrites. But I think he's been one of the most for the people presidents I think we've had in a long time. He's not in it for monetary gain, and that's the big deal. That's the really big deal. That's the problem with our political system right now, is people are too susceptible to monetary gains, and Donald Trump couldn't give less craps about the money offered to him because he's rich.
He's worth billions of dollars, right?
He's old, and he's extremely wealthy. So, like, right. what's it matter to him if someone offers him some... you know, a crap ton of money to do something that's not right.
I think asking yourself if Trump is anti-democracy is kind of a stupid question, because, you know, if you actually look back on right around the time CNN had started, they had him on the Larry King show, and you heard him talking about, like, and this was in the 80s, for instance, you heard him talking about how American he was. Like, you'd think this guy was a friggin' patriot. You know, he's talking about the American dream. He's talking about how he's so, you know, mad at the Chinese for taking advantage of this country. And rather than him just saying things, he talks about how he would make it better. And in fact, an interesting fact, who was in president when this happened? Ronald Reagan, a Republican. Trump criticized Reagan quite a bit. If you go back and read his, you know, his articles and stuff he's put out. Obviously, he couldn't tweet back then because it wasn't around. But, right. but still, Trump has always been consistent. You know, he's not like Biden. You know, 30 years ago, Biden was for, you know, racial shit. You know, you'd consider him a racist today if he supported the things he supported back then.
Let me talk about Biden in a Biden way of talking. Biden has changed his mind 100 million billion trillion different times. Yeah. So many million billion times.
Oh, low battery, right? Okay. And the point with this is that Trump is consistent, and you know, if you go back, and you know, he was praised years, even the year before he became president, or even the year before he ran for president, like going down that aisle, he was praised because everyone was like, this guy, I mean, everyone wanted to beat Donald Trump. And now all of a sudden, because he's in politics, he's getting picked apart because, you know, and they're calling him anti-democracy. When is he anti-democracy?
Well, you know, they said, and
the points that they were making is he's not going to, he said things. Trump says things. Oh, well, you know, people ask him, will this be a smooth transition? Oh, yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to see the condition. And obviously, the reason he's saying stuff like that, the reason he's saying we'll
he doesn't
to see the
want
conditions,
to pin himself into a corner, because that's what they want to do. They want him to make the little bit of a word slip. They want him to make the slightest slip, and they will destroy him on the news. That's what they want. They want him to say something that isn't just vague. Like he gives vague answers, because if he gave anything remotely definite, they would just stick to it in whatever interpretation they wanted and try to destroy him. That's what he has. He's protecting himself. He's right. Not an evil man. He just doesn't want to be unfairly ruined by the news media.
Yeah, he doesn't want to say
one
thing.
Turned against him
exactly.
For something that isn't real.
Politics is such a vicious game on both sides. You know, you want to get elected, you find dirt on your opponent, and that's what it comes down to. The media is just a weapon of the left, and you know, the Republicans have Fox. Actually, I think it's kind of interesting because Fox is like the number one news network, it gets the most ratings. But my point with that is that Republicans have Fox. The Democrats have like 10 million news outlets. They got like CBS, CNN, Fox.
10 million billion.
MSNBC. Yeah, 10 million billion different stations. And, you know, something happens. And even Fox, for some shows, are very like left. Like they got some shows where you think that they'd be, oh yeah, this is a good idea, you know, like on like MSNBC or CNN, whatever Biden says is the best
it's
idea.
It's consistently
ever.
The truth. Yeah,
you know, he says, yeah, so I wipe my ass today, you know, and they'd be like, wow, this guy, let's give him a round of applause. Wow, this man, next
Biden
president.
Is killing it. See, look at him winning.
Future president.
130% in the polls. How he's literally going to win. Biden is the best.
Trump's like, yeah, we just cured cancer, which, by the way, he hasn't. But, like, Trump cured cancer, and then they're like, what a this guy. Like, they'd put him up next to Hitler. Like, they'd have an image of Hitler and say,
yeah.
Trump resembles Hitler.
How could he? Damaging the health economy. That's what Trump did when he cured cancer. He's destroying the health economy. They wouldn't even mention the cancer. They'd just be like, Trump has intentionally thwarted the economy in the health region. He is such an evil man. Like, that's how they would word that.
And you know, I actually, and this is a little bit off topic, but a couple of days ago, I had been sent an article, and the article was extremely interesting. Not an article, it was a video, and I can send Isaac the video after this, but the video was basically, in a nutshell, this guy, this anti-American government guy, and he was ripping both parties a new one, like literally talking about how they're basically bought and paid for by big oil and big corporations and shit like that overseas. And I'm going to admit, I think I agree with a lot of that, right? But I'm going to be honest, Trump is a person. He isn't a politician. I know Isaac said earlier he's a politician, but he isn't a politician. This is the only office he's ever held.
Well, he's a politician as of now.
Well, not even. He's in politics.
Okay, he's a politician now.
Technically speaking, he's a politician,
he's not a career politician. He's already lived his career. He's already
right. The video was basically, you know, there were some points that I didn't agree with, like, you know, Donald Trump is just a like bought and paid for by like shell corporation. I don't agree with that, you know, but my point with this whole thing, bringing the video in, is that, you know, they were talking about how both parties are bought and paid for. I think for the Democrats' sake, and I think this is why the Democrats are hitting the Republicans so hard, because the Republicans and Democrats have always been this way. I mean, for years. I mean, yeah, I would agree. You know, them being paid, bought and paid for. They have these huge donors. These, you know, in the best interest, both parties have taken special interest money. I'm not going to deny that. I'm a Republican, but I'm not going to say that the Republicans' past have been shiny clean. You know, I'm not going to say that the Republicans have never taken special interest money, because they have. They've taken billions, if not trillions of dollars.
It's about the people. It's about the people.
But the point I'm making...
It's about whoever is running. It's not about their party. That means nothing.
But the point I'm making is Trump.
It's about the person who is running and what they're willing to take.
But the point I'm making is, like, Trump. Okay, so Trump comes in 2015. You know, he made the announcement, and they're doing the first debates. And, you know, you see them at the debates, and they're all like... picking Trump apart. Trump is not going to be the next president. You know, even the Republicans, are like, who is this fucking guy? Because he wasn't a career politician. He had nothing to do with the Republicans. You know, he was never a Republican. He was always a registered Democrat. You got Ted Cruz and Ben Carson. They're all like, this guy, he's a bully. You know, they're pulling him apart. They're pulling him, and Trump's just going back. Trump has the best, you know, liners. You know, he's like one, you know, he's destroying them in the debates. And
well, yeah,
Trump
it was a total shock to everyone.
Trump wins
the
nominee. But my point is, the Republicans didn't want Trump as the nominee. The Republicans wanted just whoever, Joe Smo, Ted Cruz, you know, whoever's going to go with the flow. And Trump is like, comes in with a full KO knockdown, like unexpectedly, wins the nominee, you know, goes up and goes against Hillary Clinton, beats Hillary Clinton. And now the Republicans are like, what the fuck just happened? Like, they just got gang raped at a fucking bar. And they're like, what just happened? Now a fucking orange man's in control. And, you know, now a fucking Oompa Loompa's in control. And this guy, you know, Trump, he comes in, he's making America great, and the media doesn't know what the hell's going on, because this isn't, and this is, Trump is not a normal politician. Trump isn't a politician. Trump is a man of the people. And that's why the media hates him, because the donors, you know, the secret donors, the Shell Corporation, the Irving Corporation, the people that control the corporations that control these parties don't like how this guy is coming in and does not give a fuck. They can offer him billions of dollars and he's going to say, listen, I earned my billions of dollars. Now I'm here to make America great. And I know I'm sounding like the friggin' spokesperson for Team Trump, but I'm serious. This is true. I mean, Trump donates his goddamn paycheck every year. Trump doesn't need money. He's worth billions of dollars.
I think that's why the Democrats are so scared of him, because he's not really controllable. The Democrats love control, and they have none with him. They have absolutely none. No one is controlling Trump. He's just an individual in office. I mean, politician now, but he's not. He's new. He's new to it, and he's not. He doesn't need it. He chooses it.
And I think so many Republicans were mad at Trump because, and so many Democrats, because Republicans and Democrats, career politicians, they spend their entire career working their way up to the White House. Trump has no experience and just like flies by the competition. Like Ted Cruz, 20 years experience. You know,
I would
Ben
imagine
Carson.
You'd be pretty bitter in that scenario, too.
But it's on both sides. You've got Hillary Clinton, 30 years in office. Like, that was their big thing. That's what they thought was going to win. Yeah, I'm, and I think that's why Biden isn't really using the whole 40 years in office, 40 years. Because I think people...
Because nowadays, people see it as bad.
Yeah, because nowadays, what it comes down to is...
Well, because Trump was so good.
People are like, you've been in office, you've been in politics for 40 years, what the hell have you done? Like, the economy is all over the goddamn place. I mean, it finally became stable and growing with Trump. You know how many people made billions of dollars because of Trump? So many people became wealthy. So many people came out of poverty because of Trump. You know, the middle class has been widening up because of Trump. There's more money flowing. More people have money. More people can live comfortably. This is pre-COVID, obviously, but still, that's an achievement in 4 years. And I think, and I don't want to get all conspiracy on you, but I think, like, the coronavirus is just one big ploy to make Trump look bad. Because, like, let's be honest, you know, sure, the case, and there's so many so many pieces of evidence to support this. But like, you know, you have these, you know, COVID and like there's incentives to classify deaths as COVID, like heart attack or whatever, anything. They just want the numbers up. That way they can lock things down. They can hurt the economy and make Trump look like a buffoon. And that's what this comes down to. I mean, they're just so bitter. This is like and I believe this is bigger than life. Like this is just bigger than life, because like Trump came in like a wrecking ball and wrecked the establishment, basically. You know, he's a different kind of guy. And I think that's what people like about him. And I know that's what I like about him. You know, Isaac says like, oh, well, his Twitter could be better. Why? It's a direct line to the president. I mean, this is the first president in history that the American people have a direct line with.
I don't think it's a bad thing. I just think sometimes Trump doesn't put as much thought into it as he should.
I think it's good
that it's directly from Trump. It's not going through news. But I think that Trump sometimes should work on polishing his speech a little bit. You know, he just seems to put, things up there rashly without... I mean, you're addressing the entire American people when you put something on there. Be responsible.
Well, Isaac, if you think about it like this, you have, right, so you have a direct line with the president, sure. But the president, this is one of the first presidents that is actually saying what the American people are thinking. You know, he's being honest.
I guess what gets people to actually pay attention to his Twitter is kind of how cut and dry it is. How just... His Twitter. See, he doesn't really... That is why people are interested in it, and that's why they choose it. And maybe it's not that he doesn't put thought into it. Maybe he's just playing, like, 4D chess, and he intentionally makes it that way so people are interested. Who knows?
But it doesn't matter. All that matters is that him as a person, he's doing a great job. You know, he's really changed the game. You know, honestly, after Trump, politics will never be the same. You know, you're going to have more people come in like him, and it's just going to, you know, more people are going to stand up, because enough is enough. You know, politics shouldn't be about the politician. Government isn't about the politicians. It's about the people that the government serves. And that's what it comes down to. You know, you have politicians that are elected by the people for the people. And there's been too long has there been corruption. And now we have people shining a light, and the media doesn't like it. And, you know, the Democrats don't like it.
Well, the media just tries to hide what's really going on. Either Trump does something really big and they make it look bad, or a Democrat does something really bad and they try to make it not exist or look good. That's all that happens. That's what the news does. I mean, I think for the first time in a long time, people are starting to wake up to the news being a bad thing. I think that must be happening due to the COVID situation, because people are noticing the amount of obviously falsified news.
With CNN. CNN is an enemy of the people. MSNBC is an enemy. You know, I want to know something. The other night I turned on CNN just for laughs and giggles. I wanted to see if it was as bad as they're saying. You know, I turned it on. It was the Don Lemon show. And I'm listening. And this guy makes it this friggin' like entire cry fest. He's like talking about feelings and everything else. He's going on about like Trump saying this. How does this affect people? How does this affect those people? You know, and he's not putting out facts. He's just talking about feelings. And I hate to sound like Ben Shapiro here, but facts don't care about your feelings. Like, they just don't. You know, like, come on. Let's be honest here. What it comes down to is, you know, if it's science, show the scientific facts, you know, like a global warming. Bring facts to the table. Don't just say, well,
I'm not talking about global warming. I'm not talking about that on the podcast.
next week. But don't just say, oh, it's gone up 3 degrees in 50 years in California. So, yeah, we're having wildfires. So, yeah, that's global warming. No. Don't be a dumbass. Like, actually look into the science. Don't just be like, yeah, I mean, I feel like it's gone up 3 degrees. So I don't know. It doesn't matter. But yeah, CNN, an enemy of the people, liberal media, it needs to be gone. I think the media is important, but I just don't
think
that.
The media's job is so vital. And that's why it's so damaging to have our news media the way it is nowadays.
Right.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
So how
and
do we
I
fix...
don't know how I don't know how. I don't know how you can fix it.
I mean, do we regulate it? Do we say, listen, you got to be... Yeah, but then at that point, it's like freedom of the press, freedom of speech.
It's a commercial business. So you really... You can't really regulate a commercial business that much.
You can't regulate media either because, listen, I think this is what's hard about it is that if you regulate media, that's everything. That's this podcast. That's CBS. That's, you know, some YouTube channel that talks about
then we're no better than Nazi Germany.
Exactly.
Or Soviet Union.
If we're
controlling what gets published. But
yeah, if we're not allowed to speak of our opinions, then there's a problem. But at the same time, is it fair that a media corporation like that goes on the airwaves can just spew out garbage?
I think there should be a guaranteed option for nonpartisan news. I feel like there should be maybe
a government-run news station that's mandated to be nonpartisan. The job it serves is to provide to the people this bill got introduced to the House and the Senate. This bill got passed. The president voted this way on this bill. You know, it would be bland and it would be plain and it would be boring, but there would be people out there that would be willing to find it and post it on YouTube because there's so many YouTube channels that are so good because they're not doing this news media corruption. They're not about that. They're smaller than that. I feel like that could lead to something good. I don't think mandating media, it's just you cannot do that. That's tyrannical. That's wrong. So CNN can do bad things, and I don't think it's right to stop them, not fully. But maybe if there was a government guaranteed nonpartisan information center, essentially. Not really news, but information. A place for people to get the truth. A place for fact-checking. You know, that's going to be accurate. Because you can't go fact-check on the internet. You know, anything you want to find, if you want to find it if this source was good, you're just going to go find more CNNs. That's all you're going to find. And it's either Fox or CNN. So you're either getting... you know, intentionally worded to lean right or intentionally worded to lean left. Like the wording in this article that is the topic of what we're supposed to be talking about right now, but we're a little bit off topic, says that the Trump administration have hobbled the post office. I mean, that wording is just so really, I mean, it's making it seem so much bigger than it is. It's all about the wording that they choose. I mean, they get as close to lying as they can without technically lying, but it's enough to deceive people, which is as good as lying. So, and that's all you find. That's all you find. And it's just frustrating. So, I don't know. And this whole Trump topic that we're about perfectly demonstrates how bad the news media is. Because look at the Gage, pull up on your computer. I don't know if you could, I don't think you could technically put it on the podcast, but it's this picture of the three branches of government with like a dark, shadowy Trump reaching over them like he's, you know, evil. It's just straight propaganda posters. It looks like something you'd find in, you know, 40s Soviet Union of just, this guy is bad. It's like,
right. Why is he bad? Because he's pro-America? Like, you know, come on.
Because he doesn't support Roe v. Wade because he believes that, you know, children shouldn't be murdered.
Right. I don't get it. But I guess it is what it is. Let's just hope that people make the right choice in November, whether that be Biden or Trump, whichever. You know, we're not going to influence people on this podcast to vote. I mean, we're heavily conservative, well, but
obviously we would probably, you know, say that Trump should win and we believe in Trump and we believe you should vote for Trump if you want America to be good. I would say that on this podcast. I think you've said that on this podcast, but I don't want to lie. You know, I'm not doing this to lie. I mean, clearly we have no monetary gain from doing this. We've made a total of like $6 and we've been doing this for almost a year. So we don't really have any motive for this podcast. We're just, it's just a center for ideas. And that's really what this is. We're not even, I wouldn't feel comfortable calling us news either. It's just us talking about ideas.
No, it's just a ramble.
I think
that's
a good thing too. I feel like people don't talk about ideas enough. But what led us here?
But I wanted to make sure
we're being correct about what this podcast is, not right. Being misleading.
But I think that's it for this topic. So now, word from our sponsor. And we're back. We apologize for Isaac's audio
mix-up situation. I don't... You see, there's mid-recording. A plug on the back here, and apparently I don't know how...
to do microphones.
Yeah, I'm bad at it. I unplugged it on accident. So who knows how much Isaac's... of this was with bad audio quality.
Hey, guys and gals. I just want to say, if you did enjoy, don't forget to leave a like, subscribe, share this with your friends for the final few episodes of the season or the series, whichever. We had a good night tonight, actually. Isaac and I hung out with Brody and Cole.
Brody, that guy. If you're a real mumblehead, you'll remember Brody.
Yeah, Brody, our old co-host, who is kind of in and out at this point. You know, you never know. You know, I think he's done, but who knows?
Done.
We might be able to convince him for one last one.
We don't need to try to convince people or tell people or, you know. I don't think he's coming back.
If we're being honest, probably not. Before we end up the episode, I just want to say, one last thing. So we're, it's kind of unclear the future of the podcast. You know, we've Isaac and I have really been talking. Isaac has really, Isaac. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be blunt with everyone.
Yeah.
Isaac, I mean, doesn't
if,
really
if you're the
enjoy
one,
this.
If you're the one coming out with it, I can't be in trouble for it. So
right, Isaac really doesn't enjoy doing the podcast anymore. He's getting really busy with life. Life's hitting him right in the nuts.
Yeah.
And
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's good parts of it, but you know, everything you have to kind of experience it to know how you feel about it. And I really did enjoy doing the podcast for a really long time. I have some great memories of it. I'm starting to feel a little podcast fatigued. I'm really busy with college right now. So it's just kind of like,
so if we're being honest, I mean, my goal for this is to just get the season ended with, at 52, which is the 1 year anniversary mark. I don't know if Isaac's going to make it that long. Isaac's wounded right now. He could die any minute. Really what this comes down to is I'm going to keep pushing Isaac until we get to that last episode.
I'll probably do the rest of the season.
Right.
If my workload permits it, right. I don't know. I mean, some week I might not be able to do it because college is just too much. But
and if we have an episode or two that we miss, you know, if there's a week without an episode, I'm going to try my damnedest to get some clips out for you guys to like continue to have some sort of mumble content. But the truth is that, that's really what's happening. You know, Brody left. It's no secret that Brody isn't in these episodes anymore. You know, Brody got busy with working this summer, and he just realized that this, even though that the podcast really only takes up an hour of his time every week, it was never just an hour. It was, you know, he'd come, he'd get set up, and then we would focus on, you know, maybe something, we'd hang out, or maybe we'd do something.
And we've always tried to make sure we do at least a little bit of reading and research. I mean, I don't feel comfortable. I mean, I make plenty of pretty large statements that aren't from the article or anything. Those are just my feelings on things, and right. I don't want people to believe that everything I'm saying is factually based, because it's really not. I do just say a lot. But I do try to do at least a little bit of reading on the subject we're talking about. You know, I want to make sure I know what's being said and what people are reading, what people know, what I know. I want to make sure there's some knowledge, there's some base for what I'm saying. I wouldn't feel comfortable talking on the podcast if there wasn't.
And, you know, the plan is, the future is rocky at this point. Like I said, I'd like to get the season ended out with, that's the goal. And I mean, we might, it might turn out that, it'd be a shame, but it might turn out that we get three more episodes and then Isaac's like, I'm done. You know, maybe I'll continue with someone else for a while.
Gage,
but,
be fair, most things that work off of seasons have a break period between when, season one and season two. It's not just like they meld into each other. So that's pretty much everything.
My big thing is I do want to cover the election, because this is the first election.
This is a crucial election. And if me being here has any chances of swaying things in a way that I feel is positive and won't get Biden elected, then it's probably worth it. But I don't know if that really will make any difference.
Right, but 100%.
It's yet to be seen.
take it
as it comes, right. I suppose.
And I just wanted to say this on the show because I know we have some people that listen, and I know that we have some people that like what we have to say, and I know that we have some people who like this show, and I don't want this to be something that just sneaks up and, we're done. Obviously, as for the future of me, I'm always going to be doing something online. There's always going to be some sort of content you can hear me on. Maybe the next step for me is another podcast, or maybe you'll just see me around on something else. And as far as Isaac goes, Isaac, I think, is just done with anything.
Well, I'm not like you're a content person. You love making YouTube content or whatever content. You like social media. You like this sort of stuff. I don't even like social media. I got a Snapchat literally like 5 days ago. So I'm not really about any of this. I kind of tend to stick to myself and be to myself I like communication and I like ideas being shared. And I really think that that's something that our country doesn't have enough of. And that's really the biggest driving reason for why I've done as much podcasting as I have, is because I believe that people should be out there sharing their opinions. And I want to be a driving force in people sharing opinions and people feeling comfortable sharing opinions, because I say some pretty outlandish stuff. So if I can say it and get away with it,
you can.
You'll probably be fine.
If I can say it and get away with it, you can too.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah,
share your opinion. It's really crucial to the success of a democracy that people are being thinking about this sort of stuff and sharing it with other people and them discussing it with each other really people figuring out what's best to move forward and trying to drive the country in a way that's best, because really that's how you're going to find it. You're going to find it mixing ideas, because everyone has an extreme idea in something and that needs to be nullified a little bit with someone else's extreme idea. And in the end, we'll wind up probably heading the right road. But without that sharing of ideas, we're just run by the news, we're run by the politicians, and we're just sheep. And I don't want to live in a society that's run by, that's just existent with sheep.
Right. And if I'm being honest, Isaac, do you remember the first episode? Like how shy you were? And
what?
How shy you were. Like, I took over the episode.
Oh, of course.
Like, I remember getting it. And we'll maybe on the final episode, that'll be like we'll shed a few tears. We'll be like, I remember this. Remember this, Isaac.
Oh, yeah. Well, initially, we weren't all politics. Initially, we were trying to do like
gaming culture and politics.
And yeah. We were trying to do.
It was funny because we were each supposed to be responsible for like three topics per week.
Yeah, that's.
And then they got lazy, and I was the only one contributing. And
I got lazy. Brody got busy, And
Bernie didn't get busy. Bernie got lazy too. Let's be honest. Kombucha didn't take too much of his time. But
Bernie's always been a working person, Gage. So I mean, we don't need to bash on poor defenseless Bernie.
No. Maybe we'll get him on the final one, but I don't know. Maybe he can just be in the background.
That'd be cool. I don't know.
But yeah, so we won't keep you any longer for this episode. We just wanted to make that little announcement, and we hope that we hope that you guys are okay. So I guess that's it for this episode. I've been Gage.
I'm Isaac.
And we're signing off. Stay safe.